From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Drought has gripped much of the Show-Me State, which means cattle producers are having to make some tough choices so that their herds can forage. The U.S. Drought Monitoring Map, released this month, shows severe drought appearing in 17% of the state of Missouri. MU experts from the Extension in Southwest Missouri say farmers can practice rotational grazing or use hay rather than allowing cattle to graze at all times. Jill Scheidt is an agronomy specialist with the MU Extension in Barton County.
Our hay supply is also short because we didn't get kind of the sufficient rains in the winter time, and then here when it came spring, it was our second coldest April on record, so our grass didn't grow much.
And that was followed by a very hot month of May. Scheidt says some farmers may have to cull their herds as a last resort. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Services are providing $2 million in grants to farmers and ranchers in Missouri to help plant cover crops for feed. Farmers and ranchers in counties impacted by drought can apply for a grant at a local USDA office through August 31st. Eligibility will be determined by using data from the U.S. Drought Monitoring Report. Boone County was in the middle of severe drought as of July 10th, according to the latest data from that report. Applicants in counties with more severe drought will be given priority, according to a news release. Missouri middle school students won't be getting an online curriculum to prepare for science, technology, engineering, and math careers. That's because Governor Mike Parson vetoed a bipartisan bill last week that would have established a program for the 2019-20 school year. Parson's veto letter said the bill violated Missouri's constitution because it included a detailed list of criteria that seemed, quote, narrowly tailored to one company. It wasn't clear which company that referred to. Another provision would have allowed high schoolers to take computer science courses for math, science, and partial art credits. Republican Senator Doug Leibla sponsored the bill and says he intends to get it passed next year.
Here we are 18 years into the 21st century, and we're not offering computer science as a graduating credit for students through high school.
The bill was one of a few Parson vetoed Friday. The Missouri branch of Americans for Prosperity says it's spending $1.8 million on ads against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Americans for Prosperity is a group backed by the Koch brothers, who are conservative businessmen. The ad accuses McCaskill of saying she supports tax cuts, but then voting against President Trump's tax bill. McCaskill has repeatedly said she supports tax cuts for the middle class, but voted against the law. She is considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats up for re-election this year. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.